So the Wildcats of Central Washington will put another man over on the left and keep everybody in tight again. Hennessy drags a man across. His back moves up to his left. Has the snap to his left. Looking. Throws over the middle. Got a man in the back of the end zone. Touchdown.
Well, it's dragged him from the right side of the field across that the back of the end zone underneath the field goal post. And ended up losing his man in all that traffic. It was wide open.
Christian Stafford, a 6'3 sophomore out of Federal Way, Washington. I suppose that's over by Seattle. Comes up with a touchdown reception to make it 13-0. And now out for the PAT. The snap, the place, Gavin Todd splits the uprights again. Now with 1:37 to go in the opening quarter, it is 14-0. Central Washington. The Lions get the ball back in a minute, though. Keep it right here on the Lions Sports Network. We're back after this. A&M Commerce Lions have got their work cut out for them. They trail Central Washington 14-0 here with a little over a minute and a half left to go in the first. The kick is taken at the four-yard line, and here comes Kincaid again. 15, 20, got a little opening. 30, cuts it back towards the middle, breaks into the free, and he's across the 45, tackled at the 47, maybe the 48-yard line. Special teams play can come to the rescue.
Well, there's the first one. You needed some kind of a jolt of energy here. Lions getting the ball at midfield after these first couple of drives for Central Washington. That's your key there. Luis Perez is going to get out here with only 52 yards to go to score.
Yeah, you like a short field when you're trying to play a little bit of catch-up. No panic here. Three receivers off on the wide side of the field left and one man on the right. Randall Hale behind his quarterback. They'll swing out and go for the jailbreak. It's Buck across the 50. Buck down the sideline. Buck to the races. He's going to go. 10-5. Touchdown, Lions. And not a flag in sight.
Well, you could see that one coming. For some reason, Central Washington keeps playing one safety deep and man up close. I don't know if they've seen a passing offense like A&M Commerce all year, but you cannot play man up on the line of scrimmage against these receivers.
It's okay they didn't get the memo, though, right?
just keep doing it. It's not going to work.
So Christoph Martinez on to the pitch. And he will get ready to go to work. On a knee, Preston Wheeler at the 10. And let's see how this is all working on real grass for these guys. Good snap. Place. Kick on its way. And that one's going to sail towards the gym. 14-7. You may now let out your collective breath.
Well, we mentioned the 52 yards and a great field position for the Lions. I don't think we saw it happening that fast.
It was quick. Only 1:18 still to go. They got the ball with 1:34 left in the quarter. Hang on. We got another kickoff. And when we return, they'll be playing tackle football again on the Lions Sports Network. Central Washington with a return from the 10 and leaping over a pile of bodies at the 20. The Wildcats are going to have a pretty nice little bit of field position after that. The return there by the Cats, Keon Stevens, a sophomore from Rancho Cucamonga, California. So the Wildcats, who just saw A&M Commerce take all of 19 seconds and one play to go 52 yards, finds itself in a bit of a ball game at 14-7. Lion defense now hoping to come up with its first stop of the ball game. 1:11 remaining in the first quarter as we get to it. A throw down the sideline and a catch at the A&M Commerce 45-yard line. The Cats showing they can throw as well. Nate Rada, a senior out of Seattle, making a nice catch with coverage right there.
Well, DJ, you said coverage right there. Yeah, DJ White right there just didn't get his head around and take a look at the ball. Got his arm up, but didn't get that head back.
Hennessy with a nice touch that time. He's got a target wide each way here as they're back in A&M Commerce territory. Purnell, the handoff, comes left. Got a little bit of a seam to get through the line of scrimmage, but not very far. Stopped at the 41 for a gain of three.
So A nice job there by Deontay Haywood. He started to bounce that outside, and Haywood got out wide, forced him back into the middle, and only picked up about three there.
Second and seven, 28-27. Let's see if they even. Well, they got to get a playoff because the play clock has less time remaining on it than the game clock does. So the final play of the first quarter. Hennessy takes the snap. Purnell a handoff again, right side, and A&M Commerce is all
that
over.
That ball came out.
May have a fumble recovery here. Let's wait and see. The Wildcats have fumbled nine times this year, and now they've waved. They've stopped the clock with 2 seconds left. They're trying to get the pile broken up.
Line
the Lions have the ball.
Well, you talk about this defense. We talked about needing to stop. That's even better. 2 seconds left here in the first quarter, and I tell you what, about the last 45 seconds of game clock, the momentum has completely shifted in this game.
And, oh, wouldn't it be fun to tie it up here? Lions only need one snap, right? A&M Commerce at its own 39-yard line. Can they get advantage of the first turnover of the ball game? And this one by Central Washington. Nobody in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference fumbled the ball more than these Wildcats. And that includes Simon Grazer. A snap, big pressure, bubble screen, caught, and a penalty flag thrown right at the end of the play. Brock, that one could be going in either direction, either holding or something else. We've got to wait. The clock is at zeros, marking the end of the first quarter. Penalty flag thrown. Lions tried to jailbreak it on the right side.
John Aguilar is not happy about something, so it looks like it may be on the Lions here. He's trying to have a discussion and explain, but I don't think they're having it.
I've never known him. So they're calling that a chop block, and so the Lions will lose whatever they gained, but they will have another first down at the end of it, and it'll be at the start of the second quarter. Central Washington 14, A&M Commerce 7. And they're going to do it with no time remaining on the clock. How's that go?
Penalty.
Against the defense, isn't that? You can't. Well, that's just the end of the game. So, an untimed play, 15 yards from the end of it. It was a good thing the Lions gained three or four. Back inside their own 30. Pettis awaits the snap, has it, pressure, he steps up out of it, throwing deep down the left side, caught
what a
at
catch.
The 50-yard line, and that, sir, was Darian Landry saying hello.
What a catch. That was Marquise Wimberly, actually, just right over the shoulder, and my goodness, that was perfectly thrown and perfectly caught.
All right, both teams head to the bench now because finally the first quarter has come to an end. 14-7 Central Washington, the Lions at midfield with a first down when we come back on the Lions Sports Network. A&M Commerce Lions, after a rough start to the game, down 14-0, struck quickly and then gets a turnover, and with the ball right now at midfield, first down and 10, they've switched ends, and the Lions now going right to left across your dial. Welcome back to Ellensburg, Washington. We're pretty close to the middle of the state here with Wilson, and they're going to come around a little end around. Buck following a block. He sprung to the 45. Dives near the first down marker at the Central Washington 40. It's going to be close, but, oh, they're not going to leave any tricks left unused today, I don't think.
You know, we haven't seen that jet sweep a whole lot this year. We've seen that quite a bit in the offense the last couple of years, but it's been gone for a while. But that's a nice run by Buck. And
it's a pass completion
exactly.
For Luis Pettis.
If we've said once, we said it a million times, you get the ball in Buck Wilson's hands, good things will happen.
Wide side of the field comes left. Two receivers there inside the numbers in the hash. Another target alone on the numbers right. Pettis waiting for the snap. He has Carandal Hale in the backfield, and he's going to step up. Fires over to the left, caught at the 37, maybe the 38-yard line. Marquise Wimberly with the grab, and the Lions have another first down. This time at the Wildcat, they're going to spot it at the 37. Now the Lions can dink and dunk a little bit. No panic in Matt Storm and company after A&M Commerce fell down by a couple of touchdowns. They're looking for an equalizer now. First and 10. Ooh, Buck slipping a bit. Gets his footing back under him, but it's a handoff. Hale makes it to the 35 and then gets wrapped up in a bear hug after a little gainer of two. Coming up with the stop for Central Washington that play. I believe that was Jonathan Warner, the linebacker.
Well, if Luis Perez could get off to a better start, I don't know how. 10 of 10 for 129 and a touchdown, and we're about a minute and a half into the second quarter here.
Three targets line up right side, one on the left. He looks over to the Lion bench. In the backfield, it's still Carandle Hale. Had 108 yards against Winona State last week in that playoff victory in Minnesota. Here we go. Pettis throwing. He's got Wimberly at the 15-yard line and brought out of bounds, and a penalty flag on Central Washington for the tackle off the field of play.
Oh, that's just another playground play there by Wimberly and Perez. That was supposed to be a quick pass out to Wimberly, but he was ended up getting covered right there at the line of scrimmage, so he just took off, and Luis lobbed it under him and let it go get it.
Trying to get a believe that was Tyler Hasty. Either Hasty or Max McIntosh, senior DB from Pileup, Washington. But A&M Commerce, the result of the play down inside the 15, and it's about to get a lot closer. First down, goal to go, Lions, with 13 minutes to go in the first half, and they're hoping to tie this game up. Lions step up to the line and spread out. On the left hash mark, two receivers wide side left with Vincent Hobbs in the slot. Two targets left for Pettis. He'll step back, looks, fires a bullet, and it's dropped at the 2-yard line, incomplete.
It's a nice throw by Perez. There's a lot of traffic in there. I think that's a tough catch for Wimberly to make, but it hit him right in the breadbasket. It's a lot of bodies around him.
Indeed. There may have been a little pushing to punch that ball out from behind. He was surrounded. Now, here's Pettis throwing over on the left side, batted away from Vincent Hobbs.
It's a free play.
I saw the linebackers were clapping their hands like, all right, we got him to jump off sides.
No, they didn't get their player off the field.
Oh, there we go.
Luis Perez saw that, snapped it quick, and he had a free play there.
So the conversation amongst the officials to put the seal of approval on that penalty flag. We'll wait and find out which way they're approving.
There is no foul for a 12-man on the defense. The player was off the field at the time of the snap.
Wow.
It is second down.
So no free play at all, sir.
That Lions coaching staff doesn't agree. It looked to me like he was still quite on the field.
Third down and goal to go.
Luis Perez has his hands out like, I was looking at the guy when I snapped the ball. I knew he was still on the field.
So the umpire comes over, and he joins this conversation with the referee. They may have a little splaining to do over there, but they're not going so far as to have a face-to-face with Colby Carthel about it. The officials all head to their spots, and we're ready to go. Third and goal to go. 12:36 to go in the half. Lions are trying to tie this one up. They trail 14-7, but they got the first turnover of the game and are trying to make hay with it. Two left, two right. A snap to Pettis, and he looks, and he throws over the middle. It's picked off at the 1-yard line. The return up the right side. To the 10, to the 15, back to the 20, and all the way up to the 30-yard line with a penalty flag at the end of it. Oh, my goodness.